NeptunePodcast.blogspot.com.
This is the Neptune Podcast, the podcast where a guest and I watch an animation from the internet. We discuss, dissect, and review it.
Follow @DirtyPolly on Twitter. Follow ERPolly on Instagram. ERPolly on Tumblr. EricPolly.Newgrounds.com. And go to YouTube.com/ERPolly. Watch some motherfucking cartoons.
I am your host, EricPolly. Now let's get started.
I do not smell what The Rock is cooking because I am not in the kitchen. Hello. Welcome. The podcast. It's here. We are here, too. That means me, except for you or wherever you are. Let's introduce my guest. Hello. We are sitting here with just me, fuckface. That joke again. Sucking dicks and taking pics. Alrighty. What are we going to talk about today? I bet it's a cartoon. I bet it is. I fucking bet. We're talking about Dog Days. Dog Days Pilot. DAWGDAYZ Pilot. Making the grade from Pixel Pirate TV. But first, let me talk to you a little bit about this motherfucker right here. That's me. Cocksucker. Oh. See all that confidence? I got a lot of balls. With me, the Indiegogo thing that I've been talking about ever since ever is no longer counting the days down. That's right. Where did we end up? Well, you can still check it out. You can either click the link on the blog spot or go to the Indiegogo website. The Indiegogo website.com. Indiegogo.com and search Blackout 7. It's a pilot episode to where some stuff happens and some stuff or whatever. And that's totally cool and stuff. Anyways, that's what happened. I'm going to stop talking about it after this episode. So if you're like, shut the fuck up. Okay, I will. Not a problem. I get it. It's fucking annoying. Let's talk about this episode. What was it? Man, I have a short memory. Dog Days. Yes, Dog Days. Summary. Description. Additional word. That's all, like summary or description. Dog Days. It's a, racist dog? Dare I say? I believe... Yeah, it's a green dog, and if you know anything about the cartoon biz, a green or blue character is normally a ethnic character. Yeah, trade secret, motherfucker. The fuck you gonna do about that shit? I don't know why I'm coming off all hostile like that. This is just a touchy subject for white folk like myself. We're not supposed to talk about race, you know? It's considered racist when we talk. So, this green dog is driving around in a food truck that looks like it's never been used, or not by him at least. It looks broken down and shitty. He's driving around the ghetto, and instead of trying to sell food, he just like talks to people and tries to get his truck cleaned by, I believe it was a transsexual man lady. Or something. It's fucking weird. The jokes are pretty good. The timing is a little off. But for the most... The storyline, it pretty much just goes that he... he drives around for a while. And he talks to some people. Yeah. I'm not sure if this is an ongoing series, but... I checked out the pilot, so that's what happened. So... Animation quality. I'm going to give this a 2.5. The animation is not too bad itself, but the timing and the amount of unnecessary looping, I think the attempt was a filling of time. And I'm guilty of this. I've done this before. That's how I could point it out, I guess. But, yeah, I used some, like, old Flintstone. Oh, Rob, you old fool. Motherfucker. Flintstone. Goddamn. Some old Flintstone fucking tricks. You know, with the background flipping around and the car just kind of bobbing up and down. Not really doing much, but it looks like it's moving. Hey, hey. Like I said, I'm guilty of this. I've definitely done it. But that's how I could point it out. All right. Animation enjoyability. The characters were interesting. I like the build. They're mostly typical, like what you would expect. I compared it to Adventure Time. It's like an Adventure Time if they didn't have as much budget, you know? I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, so... yeah. Animation enjoyability. I'm going to give it a 3.5. And... the story quality. Yes, we're skipping up to there. I'm running a little long here. I should get out of here. Fucking A. Behind the scenes. Breaking the fourth wall. Story quality. I'm going to give this a 2. Not a lot happened, and even with the little bit that did happen, it was kind of hard to follow. Story enjoyability. Out of 5 fucks, how many fucks am I going to give this motherfucker? How many fucks in this motherfucking fuck with the motherfucking fuck in the motherfucking fuck? Yeah, boy. Ha ha. I'm a dumb twat. I'm gonna give this a 2 out of 5 fucks. I watched the whole thing, but it's not for me, man. I think this is going to a very specific crowd, and I was not in that crowd. Yeah. Alright, so this is the last time I'm gonna talk about the Indiegogo. It's up there. Blackout 7. Go check it out. If you want to fucking see Blackout 7, the pilot episode, before mid-2018, I'm going to need that Indiegogo to make it happen. So, suck some dicks, take some pics. I'm out of here.